Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。
Let us pray one more time.
我们再一次来祷告。
Eternal God, our loving Father.
永生的上帝，爱我们的天父。
You told us that in this world there are many tribulations.
你对我们说，在世上我们有苦难。
You told us that through many tribulations we will enter into your kingdom.
你还说进入神的国必须经过许多的艰难。
Remind us again this morning that you are the most sovereign God.
今天上我求你再次提醒我们，你是主宰一切的神。
You are sovereignly in control of our lives.
你掌管我们的生命。
You rule over everything from the largest galaxy to the smallest virus.
你掌管一切，不论是最大的星系还是最小的病毒。
Turn our heart away from fear and give us confidence in you.
求你除去我们的惧怕，让我们因你有信心。
This morning I ask that you open our ears and our hearts to listen and to believe.
求你开我们的耳和心，让我们聆听你的话，并信而顺服。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
After all the uplifting singing we just did, I'm sorry to tell you that I'm going to bring you down from emotionally high places into a valley.
刚才的敬拜呢很振奋人心哈，不过现在我要很抱歉地告诉大家，接下来我们要把你们从属灵的高峰带入低谷。
This morning we are going to study a psalm that is dark from the beginning to the end.
因为今天上我们要一起来研读一首从头至尾都很黑暗的诗篇。
When you read the book of Psalms, you will discover that many of the Psalms have this one common pattern.
我们读诗篇的时候会发现一个规律哈，诗篇总是在描绘一个规律，一个移动。
The Psalms are to portray a movement from despair to praise, from lamentation to praise.
诗篇描绘的这个移动，这个变化的规律，就是从绝望到赞美的变化。
The Psalms are given to give us confidence and hope for those who are reading the Psalm.
诗篇呢，会给读者带来信心和盼望。
That despite the current suffering, God's final word for us are deliverance and benefit for His people that is worthy of our praise.
即使目前身陷苦难，神的话最终是我们的拯救，配得我们最高的赞美。
So for that reason, we all love the book of Psalms.
正因为如此呢，我们都喜爱诗篇。
And if you have been a Christian for some time, you will agree with this.
如果你成为基督徒已经有一段时间的话，你也会这样同意的。
In fact, you may observe that Psalms are the most oftenly quoted verses by the chairperson on Sunday.
实际上如果你注意到的话，在我们主日的敬拜当中呢，诗篇是最常被主席们所引用的经文。
Now, have you been to a church where there is a testimony service?
不知道大家有没有参加过教会的一些见证分享会。
Although we do not do this in this church too often, I have been to a service like that.
我们教会是不经常举办这样的聚会的，但是我参加过这样的聚会。
And when you sit in the testimony service like that, you can very often see a theme of the testimony.
当你坐在那儿，你会看到这些见证呢，最经常的主题是什么呢？
All or almost all of the testimonies are testimony of people who have experienced difficulties and have now seen the deliverance from the Lord.
几乎所有的见证都是人曾经如何的经历困难，然后神呢现在把他们救拔出来了。
And the Lord has helped them through days or through their trials and difficulties, and that is the reason why they give testimonies.
主帮助他们走过这样或者是那样的试炼和困难，所以他们要站出来为主做见证。
But very seldom will you hear people giving testimony how they are still struggling and they are still in the midst of their sorrow.
不过呢，我们很少会听到人这样做见证，说他们仍然在挣扎当中，仍然在悲伤之中。
How they still do not see any help anywhere soon. How they are still wondering if God is able to help them at all.
他们呢还看不到快要到来的救助，他们在怀疑，在思考说神到底会不会救拔他们。
So for this reason, when you are in the midst of your sorrow, you do not feel like you can give testimony.
所以如果你还处在忧伤当中的话，你会觉得自己不想做见证。
You may say to yourself, I'm still in my difficulties. I cannot give any testimony.
你可能会想说，我还处在患难当中，我没有办法做见证。
And my testimony will not bring any glory to God.
我的见证不能荣耀神。
But is that true?
但是事实真的是这样吗？
Today we are going to look into a psalm of lament.
今天我们要来看一篇哀伤的诗篇。
In this psalm, the writer, the person who was undergoing sorrow and suffering, was not seeing any way out.
其中呢，这位诗人呢，他正在经历忧伤和痛苦，他看不到出路。
He was in the darkness, and the darkness was not lifting up.
他在黑暗当中，这个黑暗的处境没有丝毫除去的迹象。
And yet, such a psalm was recorded and put there in the Bible.
即便如此，这诗篇还是被记录下来，放进圣经当中。
And God has put this dark psalm in His Word.
神把这篇黑暗的诗篇放进他的话中。
God has a purpose giving us a psalm like that.
神给我们这样的诗篇是有他的目的。
Now, as I said earlier, when you read the book of Psalms, you will notice that almost all of the Psalms of Lament end with high notes of praise.
我们前面说过，我们读诗篇的时候，我们会注意到几乎所有的哀歌最后都以高调的赞美为结束。
They end in something like this, I will see you, or from the Lord comes deliverance.
比如说这样子的结尾，我将面见你。拯救来自耶和华等等。
But the Psalm 88 and Psalm 39 are the only two Psalms where at the end of the Psalm, the psalmist does not end with high notes.
但是在诗篇当中呢，只有两篇啊，诗篇88篇和39篇是仅有的，没有以高调高歌结束的诗篇。
The Psalm 88 ends with this, My closest friend is darkness.
诗篇八十八篇的结尾是：“你使我所认识的人进入黑暗中。”
In the original Hebrew, the word darkness is the last word in this psalm.
在最初的这个希伯来原文当中，黑暗是这首诗篇的最后一个词。
And Psalm 39 ends with asking God to turn away from the psalmist in order that the psalmist can rejoice again.
在诗篇三十九篇的末尾呢，诗人在请求神离开他，好让他能够再次的欢心。
So you may be wondering, what are these psalms doing in the Bible?
所以我们可能要问了，说这些诗篇为什么会在圣经里呢？
Why does the Bible contain this kind of dark psalms?
圣经怎么会包含这样的黑暗的诗篇呢？
Now, before we look into this psalm, I want to ask you this question.
在我们来读这篇诗篇之前，我想问大家，
What do you do when you are going through suffering?
当你经历苦难的时候，你会怎么做呢？
Do you talk to God?
你会跟神说话吗？
Do you ask God the question, Where are you, God, in my suffering?
你会不会问神这个问题？神啊，我受苦的时候，你在哪里？
Why are you far, far away in the midst of my suffering?
我在受苦的时候，你为什么离我这么远？
Have you ever felt that?So, how should Christians act when they are going through dark time?
当基督徒在经历黑暗的时刻的时候，应该怎么做呢？
So we're going to see this morning through the Bible what God tells us about the dark time in life.
所以今天早上呢，我们要一起来看看神透过圣经是怎么说的。
I've asked my brother Wang Tong to read this psalm and to come up here.
好，我想请王东弟兄来领读这首诗篇。
让我们一起听诗篇第88篇。耶和华拯救我的神啊，我昼夜在你面前呼吁，愿我的祷告达到你面前，求你侧耳听我的呼求。因为我心里满了患难，我的性命临近阴间，我算和下坑的人同列，如同无力的人一样。我被丢在死人中，好像被杀的人躺在坟墓里。他们是你不再纪念的，与你隔绝了。你把我放在极深的坑里，在黑暗地方，在深处，你的愤怒重压我身，你用一切的波浪困住我。你把我所认识的隔在远处，使我为他们所憎恶。我被拘困，不得出来，我的眼睛因困苦而干瘪。耶和华，我天天求告你，向你举手，你岂要行奇事给死人看吗？难道阴魂还能起来称赞你吗？岂能在坟墓里述说你的慈爱吗？岂能在灭亡中述说你的信实吗？你的奇事岂能在幽暗里被知道吗？你的公义岂能在忘记之地被知道吗？耶和华，我呼求你，我早晨的祷告要达到你面前。耶和华，你为何丢弃我？为何掩面不顾我？我自幼受苦，几乎死亡，我受你的惊恐，甚至慌张。你的烈怒漫过我身，你的惊吓把我歼除。这些终日如水环绕我，一起都来围困我。你把我的良朋密友隔在远处，使我所认识的人进入黑暗里。
Thank you, Brother Wang Tong.
好，谢谢王东弟兄。
So when you look at this psalm ends with such a darkness.
我们看这首诗篇呢，它的结束结尾是这样的黑暗。
So you may wonder what sort of encouragement can we get from this?
你可能会觉得奇怪，我们从中能得到什么鼓励呢？
You may wonder what lesson can we learn from this psalm?
从这首诗篇中我们又能学到什么呢？
In my preparation,I believe this is God's word, therefore I learned several truths that we can learn from this psalm.
我在预备这篇信息的时候，我学到了神要我们学到的一些真理。
There are few truths that I want to share with you this morning.
有几个真理想跟大家一起来分享。
The first is this.
第一个是
Dark time can last a long time.
黑暗的日子可能会持续很久。
The first lesson we can learn is this, that in this life, in this sinful world, suffering or dark time can last a long time.
这是我们要学到的第一个功课。在这个充满罪的世界上，在我们的生活当中，黑暗的日子可能会持续很长时间。
Even for a child of God, even for a faithful, obedient Christian, dark time can last a long time.
即使是神的儿女，即使是虔诚顺服的基督徒，这黑暗的日子可能会很持久。
Now I must say that when I was a young Christian, I had a wrong and non-biblical thinking about suffering.
我得承认哈，在我初信的时候，我对于苦难的理解是错误的，是不合圣经的。
I used to think something like this.
我过去呢是这样想的。
I'm a child of God, so therefore nothing bad will ever happen to me.
我是神的孩子，所以呢，任何不好的事情都不会发生在我身上。
Bad things only happen to the wicked people.
坏事呢，只会发生在坏人的身上。
Bad things only happen to unbelievers.
坏事呢，只会发生在不信主的人身上。
I used to think that if something bad happened, it will just be for a short while.
我是这样想的，我说如果不好的事情发生在基督徒身上，也只会是短暂的。
Obviously, all these were wrong.
很显然，所有的这些想法都是错的。
Because we know the reality is that bad things do happen to the people of God.
因为我们知道，事实上不好的事情确实会发生在神的子民身上。
When you read the Bible is filled with stories of people who love God.And experience persecution, losing their properties, being driven away, and even losing their life because of their love for the Lord.
我们读圣经会发现，圣经里面记载了很多爱神的人遭受迫害、损失财产、被驱逐，甚至因着爱主而丧失了自己的生命。
So in this earthly life, we may experience dark time which may last for a long, long time.
所以在这个世界上, 我们有可能会经历长期的黑暗的日子。
This Psalm 88 teaches the realism of the Bible.
这首诗篇呢, 表现了圣经的现实性。
The Bible does not paint a false picture about the reality of life.
圣经描绘的不是生活的假象。
The Bible does not so-called sugarcoat the reality of life.
圣经没有给现实的生活裹上糖衣。
This is the reason why I have so much confidence in the Bible.
这就是为什么我如此相信圣经的原因之一。
Because the Bible is a very honest book.
因为圣经是一本诚实的书。
It is not a fairy tale kind of book.
它不是童话故事。
It is not written to deceive the readers.
它的目的不是为了要欺骗读者。
The Bible tells us that life in reality can be hard.
圣经告诉我们现实的生活可能是困难的。
As people who belong to Christ, we must know this.
作为属于基督的人,我们必须要知道,
the time and the duration of our suffering are in the hand of God.
我们受苦的时间和期限都在神的手里。
God is good, and God is a God who is sovereign.
神是良善的,神是掌权的神。
And God promises that He will not allow you to be tempted beyond your measure.
神承诺,我们受的试炼不会超过我们所能受的。
And God always has a purpose in everything that He does.
神所做的一切都是有目的的。
God has His time.
神有他的时间。
1 Peter 5:10 says this.
彼得前书5章10节这么说。
And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
That little while is in the hand of God.
暂受的苦难，在神的手中。So
let me repeat this. Yes, dark time can last a long time.
我要重复这一点，是的。
And God has His time.
但是神有他的时间。So
the first lesson we learn is this, that dark time can last a long time.
所以总结一下，我们第一个的教导是黑暗的日子可能很长。The
second is this, that God uses dark time to teach people His grace.
第二个我们学到的功课是。 神使用黑暗的日子来教导我们他的恩典。Now
this psalm, we do not know exactly what the writer of this psalm was going through.
我们不知道这首诗篇的作者他正在经历什么样的苦难。But
he said that his friend shunned him, verse 8 and 11, 18.
第八和十八节我们看到他的朋友们远离他。
He is in trouble and in deep sorrow, verse 3 and 9.
第三、第九节,他在困苦当中充满悲伤。
He may be even close to dying, verse 5, 10, 11, and 15.
第五节、十节、十一节和十五节告诉我们,他可能面临着死亡。
Every day he was asking God, hoping God to help him, verses 1 and 2, 9 and 13.
第一节、第二节、九节和十三节说，他每天都在呼求神，盼望神的帮助。In
verse 14, it says that God does not seem to answer him.
第十四节，神好像没有回应他。And
instead of getting God's help, the psalmist get darkness in verse 18.
他不但没有得到神的帮助，反而陷在黑暗当中。Verses
6 to 8. In these verses, the psalmist is accusing God.
在第六到第八节,这些经文中,诗人在控诉神。The
psalmist says, You have put me in the depths of the pit. Your wrath lies heavy upon me. You have caused my companion to shun me.
在这里说，你把我放在极深的坑里，在黑暗地方，在深处，你的愤怒重压我身，你用一切的波浪困住我。
If you think about it, these are very bold and almost rude accusations toward God.
可以说这是对神很无理的指责。
Let's look at verses 10 to 12.
好，我们来看十到十二节。
We see in these verses a so-called an interrogative questioning of God.
在这里我们看到了这是对神，是人对神的质问。
The psalmist is questioning God of his goodness.
诗人在质疑神的良善。
As though the psalmist is saying this to God, if you do not help me and I die, your name will be bad.
好像诗人是在对神说，要是你不帮我，我死掉了，你的名声就坏了。
As though the psalmist is saying, God, if you are doing and what you are doing will cause me to die, and then no one is going to praise your name.
诗人好像是在说，神啊，你做的事让我死的，然后就没有人会赞美你的名了。
Now, when we read this, we may say the psalmist is wrong, also disrespectful about God here.
读到这里，我们可能会说，这位诗人他太不该了，他对神太不敬了。
And yet, God put this kind of wrong prayer in the book, in his book.
然而神却把这样不对的祷告放进他的圣经里。
So the fact that this is in the Bible, this gives his people who go through dark time encouragement.
而这个诗篇出现在圣经当中，也给很多处在黑暗当中的人带来了鼓励。
It says to us that you do not have to get it all correct when you pray to God.
这里是说我们祷告的时候，我们不必只说正确的话。
You can pray to him and unload all your burden anyhow.
我们可以尽管的祷告，把我们的重担卸给神。
Even when your understanding is clouded by wrong thinking.
哪怕是你的祷告，你的想法是错误的，是不对的。
So it is okay. You can be very honest with God.
所以对神诚实，说出诚实的感受，这是可以的。
If this is how you feel, you can tell God.
如果这就是你的感受，你尽管的告诉神。
Because we have one great God, one merciful God.
因为我们的神是伟大的，是恩慈的。
One commentator of this psalm said this.
有一位解经家这么说。
The very presence of this prayer in the scripture is the witness of God's understanding. God knows how men speak when they are desperate.
圣经中的这个祷告在实质上见证了上帝对人的理解。神知道人在绝望当中会怎么说话。
So God put this kind of prayer in the Bible.
神把这样的祷告放在圣经里。
God does not say, I don't want this kind of prayer in my book.
神没有说，我不想让这样的祷告出现在我的圣经里。
But God is saying, I am a God of grace to this man, even when this man does not get it all right in his prayer, in his understanding.
神说，即使这个人他不明白，即使他的祷告不对，我仍然是他的神。
We have a merciful God.
神是怜悯的。
He knows our frame.
他知道我们的本相。
He knows our weaknesses.
知道我们的软弱。
And I believe, in fact, God comes close to those who pray like prayer like this.
神靠近如此祷告的人。
Even though the psalmist is wrong in much of his thinking, one great thing, one right thing he has done is this.
尽管诗人的思维想法有很多不对的地方，但是有一件事他做得非常的正确，做得非常的棒。
The psalmist bring it up with God.
他把这些都带到神的面前。
He bring it up to God.
他把难处带到神的面前。
So this is one great lesson for us to learn when we are suffering.
这是我们受苦的人的一个很大的功课。
The lesson is this.
这个功课是这样的。
Don't run away from God.
不要从神身边逃走。
Don't run away from God even when you are angry with God.
即使你对神很生气，也不要从他的身边走开。
Do you know God can handle your anger feeling toward him?
你知道神能够应对你对他愤怒的情绪吗?
He is a big God. He is a God full of mercy.
他是个很大的神，他充满了怜悯。
And he's not going to be angry with you when in your suffering you vent out your feeling of anger toward him.
我们身处苦难当中，我们对神发泄我们的感受，表达我们的愤怒，这都是可以的。
When you come to verses 6, 7, 8, 16, and 19, you will notice how this psalmist is accusing God.
我们来看第七、第六、七、八、十六和十八节的时候，我们会看到诗人是怎样来指责神的。
The psalmist accuses God to be the one who has caused his suffering.
他指责说是神造成了他的痛苦。
Let's see again in verse 6, he says, You God have put me in this pit.
第六节他说，神啊，是你把我放在极深的坑里。
In verse 7, he says, Your God's wrath lies heavy upon me.
在第七节他说，神，你的愤怒重压我身。
In verse 8, the psalmist says, You God have caused my companion to shun me.
第八节说，诗人说，神啊，你把我所认识的隔在远处。
Now again, you may question whether the psalmist is right or wrong in saying what he says in these verses.
同样的，我们可能会质疑诗人在这里对神的指控是对还是错呢？
Yet again, these verses are recorded in the Bible for us.
不管怎么样，这些经文还是被记在了圣经当中，为的是我们的好处。
And I believe there are three things we can learn from these verses.
我相信从这些经文当中，我们可以学到至少三点。
First is that God is gracious.
首先一点，神是恩慈的。
He knows our frame as human.
他知道我们人的有限。
God does not strike us dead when we say wrong things like this.
他不会因为我们说错了话就要我们的命。
The second thing is that God understands our frame.
第二点。
He knows how suffering people speak.
他知道受苦的人会怎么说话。
God says it is okay when you speak wrong in your sorrow.
神说，当你悲伤的时候，你说错话没关系。
It is better that you still come to God than to run away from Him.
你归向神，总比你逃避神要好得多。
The third lesson is this.
第三点是,
there is a very important lesson in these verses.
在这些经文中有一个非常非常重要的教训。
This psalmist, by complaining to God, he is also expressing his faith in God.
这位诗人他通过向神抱怨，同时他也表达了对神的信心。
By complaining and accusing God, the psalmist is acknowledging that God is indeed the sovereign God.
通过他跟神抱怨去指责，他同时也在承认神的主权。
Do you pay attention? The psalmist said that you, God, you have put me in these dark places. Your wrath is heavy upon me.
好，我们注意到诗人在这里说：“神呐，你把我放在坑中，你的愤怒重压我身，你用一切的波浪困住我。”
So in saying this, the psalmist believes that everything ultimately comes through God's hand.
在这么说的时候，诗人是在说，他相信所有的一切最终都出自神的手。
There is a great comfort and strength when we know that ultimately all things come through the hand of God.
当我们知道所有的事情最终都在神的手里的时候，我们的心会得到很大的安慰和鼓励。
God is so sovereign.
神在掌权。
Nothing, not a single event will happen in our life unless God ordained it, unless God permits it.
除非神命定，除非神许可，任何一件事情不会发生在我们的身上。
So the person who complains and yet prays to God in the midst of the suffering is at a much better place than those who do not come to God at all.
在苦难中向神抱怨并祈祷的人，比那些根本不到神面前的人，
I want to repeat this. I want to repeat this again. The person who complains and prays to God in the midst of his suffering is at much better place than the one who just do not come to God at all.
我要再强调一次，在苦难中向神抱怨、向神祈祷的人，比那些根本不来到神面前的人要好得多。
There is a deep unrealized strength when you come to God, even if you are mad with God.
即使你很生神的气，当你来到他的面前的时候，你会得到一种意识不到的力量。
And the worst place to be is that if you are without God.
最糟糕的情况是你没有神。
The worst thing to be in is that when you are suffering, you leave God.
最糟糕的事情是你受苦的时候离开神。
Another bad place to be in when you are suffering is that when you think that you are victim of a chance or victim of someone else's doing.
在我们受苦的时候，另外一种很糟糕的情况是你认为自己呢是碰巧的受害者。
You see, the people in this world often say to one another, good luck.
我们知道这个世界上的人经常会彼此说祝你好运。
I'm sure at work or in school you constantly hear this word, good luck.
我相信我们在工作的单位还有在学校里，我们会常常听到别人说祝你好运。
Why? Because to the people in this world, this life is made up of chances or lucks.
因为对这个世界上的人来说呢，人生呢是由机会或者是运气来组成的。
What happened to this life is a series of good or bad luck.
生活当中所发生的事情呢是一连串的好运或者是霉运。
In other words, you can be a victim of random event, you can be a victim of unguided event.
换句话说呢，你可能是成为呢随机事件的受害者，或者是偶然事件的受害者。
A victim of bad luck.
霉运的受害者。
This means that there is no purpose to your suffering because there is no God behind your suffering.
这就意味着你的苦难是没有目的的，因为在这苦难的背后没有神。
I've seen this. This kind of people, when they go through long suffering, they shrivel up and they become bitter.
我见过这样的人哈，当他们经历苦难的时候，他们的生命就会枯萎，或者是他们就变得苦毒。
They become bitter of life and they become mean, angry person. They even become evil person.
他们苦毒、刻薄、愤怒，甚至会变得邪恶。
As Christian, you do not want to live that way.
作为基督徒，我们不想要这样的生活。
I want to tell you this, you are never, I repeat, you are never a victim of random event or any random luck.
我想告诉大家，我想再说一遍，我们从来都不是偶然的事件或者是运气的受害者。
Our God is in charge.
我们的神在掌管一切。
God is in complete control of everything.
神是完全的主宰。
If you are in Christ, nothing can touch you without going through God's strong hand.
你如果你在基督里，就没有任何的东西可以未经神有力的手来碰到你。
No man, no government, no power, no demon can touch you without God's permission.
不经上帝的许可，任何人、任何政府、任何力量、任何恶魔都不能碰到你。
Colossians 3:3 says this, your life is hidden with Christ in God.
哥罗西书三章三节说，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
So let's assume this is your life.
我们来打个比方，这是你的生命。
Your life is hidden with Christ in God.
你的生命同基督一起藏在神的里面。
Can you touch this thing without going through my hand?
如果你不经过我的手，你能够碰到这个东西吗？
You are so safe. Your life is hidden with Christ in God.
我们是安全的，我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
This psalm says all the wrong things, and yet God put what he says in the Bible.
这位诗人呢，说了很多的错话，但是神还是把他说的话放进了圣经里。
So here God is telling us that He is God not because when you say the right words or you do the right things.
在这里神告诉我们他是神，不是因为我们说对了话或者是做对了事他才是神。
He is God not when you put on a happy faces, not because when you do the right things.
不是当你做出一副笑脸时他才是神，不是当你做对了事情的时候他才是你的神。
God says, I am God because I am God of mercy.
神说我是神，因为我是怜悯的神。
He is the same God. It doesn't matter what you say, whether it's right or wrong.
不管你说的话是对是错，他是不变的神。
And the third lesson is this.
第三个教训是
that God uses dark time to make a person great.
神使用黑暗的日子使人伟大。
Do you remember in the book of Job?
我们还记得约伯记吗？
Do you remember when Satan came to God's presence in chapter 1?
我们还记得在约伯记的第一章，撒旦来到神的面前吗？
What does Satan accuse Job of?
撒旦指责约伯什么呢？
Satan says to God something like this.
撒旦对神这样说。
Job served you because you have kept him well and protected him.
约伯服侍你啊，是因为你妥善地保守他，看顾他。
Satan says to God something like this, but stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and Job will curse you to your face.
撒旦对神说，你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
So Satan said that Job loved God because God has done many good things to Job.
撒旦说呢，约伯爱神是因为神给了约伯很多的好处。
Satan says that Job loves God only because God has blessed him.
撒旦说约伯爱神只是因为神赐福给他。
In essence, Satan is saying that Job does not really love God.
实际上呢，撒旦是在说约伯并不是真的爱神。
But Job only loves what God gives him.
他说约伯只是爱神所给他的东西。
Now,I believe we too are all guilty of this kind of Christian life.
我们相信啊，我们所有的基督徒都有这个问题。
We serve God because of this or that which God has done for us.
我们侍奉神是因为神为我们所做的事。
If we are honest, we all have done that perhaps earlier in our Christian life.
如果我们够诚实的话，我们都会承认我们有这个问题，特别是在我们初信的时候。
So this kind of relationship with God is called a transactional relationship.
这种与上帝的关系被称作是交易的关系。
We do transaction with God, we do business with God.
我们跟神呢做交易，做生意。
You bless me, therefore I serve you.
你祝福我，我就服侍你。
You have been good to me, and I worship you.
你对我很好，所以我敬拜你。
If you does not bless me, I'm going to leave you.
如果你不保守我，我就离开了。
If we are honest, we are all guilty of this.
如果我们够诚实的话，对于这个我们都是有罪。
So in the time of darkness, you learn to throw away this kind of transactional relationship with God.
所以在黑暗的时刻，我们要学会除掉跟神的这种交易的关系。
In time of darkness, our faith, our love for God are tested.
在黑暗的日子里，我们对神的爱和信心受到试验。
In the time of darkness, we grow to do away with this kind of transactional relationship with God.
在黑暗的日子，我们会成长，我们会改变跟神这样的交易关系。
Do we really love God for who God is?
我们真的因为神的所事而爱他吗？
Or do we love him because of the benefit we receive?
还是因为我们为了得到他给的祝福才去爱他。
And do you see what happened with Job?
我们来看约伯发生了什么呢？
After Job suffered, he was able then to say in Job 13:15, Though God, though you kill me, yet I will trust in him.
在受苦之后，约伯在约伯记十三章十五节说，纵然神杀我，我仍要信他。这是希伯来原文的翻译，我们中文的圣经翻译这一点不是很清楚。
Through his suffering, Job learns to love God because of who God is.
在苦难当中, 约伯学习如何因为神是神而爱他,
not because of what Job receives from God.
而不是因为约伯从神那里得到的祝福而爱他。
And I believe it's also true for us.
我想对我们来说也是这样。
Through the dark time, we learn to truly love God and honor Him because of who God is, not because of what He has done for us.
透过黑暗的日子，我们学习真正的爱神。我们学习因为神的所事而尊敬他，而不是因为他给了我们什么好处。
Darkness purifies His people.
黑暗的时光净化人。
Darkness humbles us.
黑暗的日子使我们谦卑。
Dark time make us dependent on God and not on ourselves.
黑暗的日子使我们不依靠自己，而是单单的依靠神。
Dark time prepare us for greater use by God.
黑暗的日子预备我们更好的被神所用。
Also through dark time we learn to identify with those who are suffering.
同时通过黑暗的日子我们学习来同情那些正在受苦的人。
Dark time make you dependent on God entirely.
黑暗的日子让我们完全的依靠上帝。Dark
time put you in a place where you have nothing else except God.
黑暗的日子让你拥有除了主以外
And for Christian to be in that place where you have nothing else except God, that is a great blessing. It is a great mercy from God.
对于基督徒来说呢，我们没有人可以依靠，没有任何的事物可以依靠，唯独依靠耶和华。这是对我们的大祝福、大恩典。When
your suffering is severe and long, remember that in this suffering there is hope.
当你的苦难又深又长，请你记住，我们有盼望。
Because if you are in Christ, you have eternal life.
因为我们若在基督里，我们就拥有永生。
Remember, when we suffer, our ultimate and true hope in this life is really the hope of eternal life.
在我们受苦的时候，请记住，我们最终的真正的盼望是永生。
Eternal life is our ultimate hope.
永生是我们最终的盼望。
Our hope is not in the hope of temporal deliverance in this world.
我们的盼望不在于这个世上暂时的拯救。
Because, for example, when you pray to God and God answers your need and say God heals your sickness, one day you're still going to die.
我们打个比方来说，如果说上帝回应了你的需要，他医治了你的病，那有一天你还是会死掉的。When
God answers your need and give you a job, one day you will stop working.
如果上帝满足你的需要，赐给你一份工作，总有一天你还是会停止工作的。So,
brother and sister, our true hope is not hope in the present deliverance, but our hope is founded on the eternal deliverance.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们真正的盼望不是在当下的得救，而是在永恒的得救上。This
is the true hope that God has provided for us, a sure and indestructible hope.
这是上帝给我们的真正的盼望，是确定的，不能被摧毁的盼望。And
only people who are in Christ have this kind of eternal hope.
而只有在基督里的人 才有这样的盼望。
In Christ, we will never be truly abandoned.
在基督里面，我们永远不会真正的被抛弃。
Why? Because the Son of God was abandoned when He hung on the cross of Golgotha for you.
为什么？因为神的儿子为你被丢弃在哥哥他的十字架上。
He cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他呼叫说：“我的神，我的神。”
Christ was abandoned on the cross so that we will not be eternally abandoned.
基督被遗弃在十字架上，好让我们不会被遗弃。
Christ has suffered for us so that we will never suffer for eternity.
基督为我们受苦，好让我们不用永远的受苦。
This psalm ends with the verse 18 that say, "My companion have been darkness."
这首诗篇的结尾是第十八节, 黑暗是我的同伴。
So you may ask, what is the point?
你会问这有什么意义呢?
There is nothing good coming out of this psalm.
这个诗篇没有任何的好处吗?
Does the psalmist suffer for nothing?
这位诗人他受苦是徒然的吗?
Is there anything good coming out of this suffering?
他的受苦有什么益处吗?
I believe the answer is yes.
我相信答案是肯定的。
Something good does come out of the result of this dark psalm.
这首诗篇确实带来了很多的益处。
For one thing, it is because of this dark time, because of the writer's dark time, this psalm has been a blessing to many who go through suffering.
正是因为作者他所经历的黑暗时期, 正是因为他所经历的巨大的悲痛, 这首诗篇才成为许多身处苦难当中的人的祝福。
The writer perhaps never could imagine that in February 2020 that there would be a group of Chinese Christians in Waterloo learning about this psalm.
这位诗人也许从来都不会想过在2020年2月在华铁路这个地方有一群中国的基督徒在研读这首诗篇。Not
only we learn, but we also receive comfort from this psalm.
我们不但去研读它,我们也从中得到安慰。
So the suffering of this psalmist was not in vain.
所以诗人的痛苦不是突然的。
His suffering of the psalmist has become a blessing and encouragement to many, many years later.
许多年后,这位诗人的苦难和他的苦难诗篇成为了多人的祝福和鼓励。God
led such a psalm to be immortalized in His Word.
神让这样的诗篇在他的话中永存。
So this shows that we too can go through suffering like that, in which we do not see any light as yet.
这表明我们也可能会经历这样的痛苦，甚至感到看不见光明。So
this kind of psalm will provide encouragement to people who are in the midst of this suffering and do not yet see any way out from his suffering.
这诗篇会让那些正在受苦还看不到解脱的人得到安慰。
It is by design of God's sovereign grace that this psalm, a very dark psalm, was included in the Bible. Perhaps for the benefit, not so much for the suffering people, but also for the benefit of others who are reading.
上帝至高无上的恩典和主权让这首诗篇收入圣经。 这首从始至终都充满黑暗的诗篇，也许不是为了受苦的诗人，而是为了这些
Also in our life, when you go through a dark time, and how you respond to that moment, how you walk through that time, people are watching you.
也同样的，当我们在经历苦难的时候，我们是如何的应对？有人在看着我们。
So people can be encouraged by how you respond in your dark time.
所以呢，人可能会因为你对苦难的态度。
And we believe that God is infinitely wise and sovereign, and He is able to use all things which happen to us.
我相信呢，神在我们的身上有无限的智慧和主权，他会使用一切发生的事情。
Not only for us, but also for the benefit of those outside of us.
不光光是为了我们的好处，也为了我们身边的人。
In my life, I often think why the Lord allowed a so-called tragedy happen to my sister when she was 2 months old.
我自己呢，也常常的会思考，神为什么会许可所谓的事故发生在我2个月的大的妹妹身上。
When my sister was 2 months old, she had an accident. She fell from the bed and has left her whole life physically and mentally handicapped.
我妹妹2个月大的时候呢，出了一次事，她从床上掉下来，结果就让她的身体和心智都成了终生的残疾。
In this, I believe God is still good to her and to the people around her.
尽管发生了这样子的事情，我相信神
仍然是良善的，对他还有对他身边的人。
God gives her His all-sufficient grace.
神赐给她完全够用的恩典。
And the benefit of her condition goes beyond her life, but also affects the people of all her brothers and sisters.
这患难不仅对她有益，也祝福了她身边的人，包括我们所有的弟兄和姐妹。
I'm going to conclude by saying this.
我们接下来会这样对我们的信息做个总结。
When you hear a sermon about suffering like this morning, there may be fear arising in your heart.
当我们听这样的关于苦难的信息的时候，有的人的心里可能会产生惧怕。
There may be fear something like this. Fear, what if this happened to me?
有人可能会担心哈，说要是这样的事情发生在我身上怎么办？
What if I have to suffer?
要是我必须得经历苦难怎么办？
This fear comes because we have a wrong view of God.
有这样子的惧怕呢，是因为我们对神的观念不对。
The fear comes because we think this way, we think this. If whatever I don't like, God will give that to me.
我们害怕是因为我们这样想哈，说我不喜欢的神一定会给我。
I do not like suffering, therefore God will give me suffering.
因为我不喜欢苦难，所以神一定会给我苦难。
This is obviously a wrong kind of thinking, a certain suspicion that God will do what we do not like.
所以很显然呢，这是一种错误的想法哈，怀疑神会把我们不喜欢的反而给我们。
Obviously, this is a wrong view of God.
很显然，这是对神错误的理解。
Remember, our God is not a tyrant who hates us. He is our Heavenly Father who loves us.
要记住，我们的神不是仇恨我们的暴君啊，他是爱我们的父亲。
When and what suffering will come to your life or to my life are in the hand of God.
在什么时间，什么样的苦难会发生在你我的身上，都在神的手里。
And the kind of suffering and the lengths of suffering are also in the hand of God.
何种的苦难还有会持续多久，这些也都在神的手里。
So don't ever fear.
不要害怕。
God knows what you can or cannot handle.
神知道你的力量如何，能不能应对。
God promises that His grace will always be sufficient for us in whatever situation God places us in.
神应许我们，不论在神为我们预备的任何的情况下，他的恩典都是够用的。
The Bible tells us we will not be tempted above beyond what we can handle.
圣经告诉我们，我们不会受试探超过我们所能承受的。
And remember, God only does what is good for you.
而且我们要记得，神只会做对我们有益的事情。
Because God is our Father who is good to you.
因为神是我们良善的父亲。
And all that God does in the life of His children are for the good of His children.
神在他儿女生命中所做的一切都是为着他们的好处。
And this good is an ultimate, is an eternal good.
这好处最终是在永恒里的好。
Our hope is not in this world.
我们的盼望不在这个世界。
The trial and the dark time is really short, nothing compared with what God has prepared for us in eternity with Christ.
试炼黑暗的时期跟神为我们所预备的有基督同在的永恒相比，其实很短，也根本算不了什么。
2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18 say this way,For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
哥林多后书四章十七节，我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
So where is your God in your dark time?
在黑暗的日子里，你的神在哪里？
Where is God when you suffer?
你受苦的时候，你的神在哪里？
The answer is he is not far away, he is with you.
答案是他离你不远，他跟你同在。
2000 years ago, God the Son Jesus came to save you. He suffered beyond measure for you.
2000年前，上帝的儿子耶稣来拯救你，他为你承受了难以估量的痛苦。
He suffered far more than what you suffer.
他受的苦比你受的多得多。
When Jesus hung there on the cross, he had your names in his heart.
当基督被挂在十字架上的时候，他的心里记着你的名字。
This is the gospel. This is the greatest truth we find in the gospel.
这就是福音，这是我们在福音中找到的最大的真理。
Where is God when you are rejected, when you are despised, when you are suffering?
当你被弃绝、被藐视、受苦的时候，神在哪里？
God has not abandoned you.
神没有抛弃你。
God the Son Jesus has come to bear your rejection.
神的儿子耶稣来承受你所受的拒绝。
He was despised so that you get your freedom.
他被人轻视，好让你得到自由。
So where is God when you are being crushed by the weight of your suffering?
当你忍受苦难的重压的时候，神在哪里呢？
Jesus was crushed for you.
耶稣为你被压伤。
The weight of your sin fell on him.
你的罪的重担落在他的身上。
He was crushed so that you will not be crushed for eternity.
他被压伤，好让你在永恒里不会被压伤。
He suffered so that you will not suffer for eternity.
他受苦，好让你不必在永恒里受苦。
He was rejected, despised, and crushed, so you will have the deliverance, the acceptance by God, be accepted to be God's sons and daughters for eternity.
他被弃绝、被藐视、被压伤，好让我们能得到神的拯救、神的接纳，成为神永远的儿女。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Oh Lord God, our heavenly Father.
哦，主神，我们的天父。
We thank you that you are gracious and merciful God.
我们感谢你是一位有恩典有慈爱的神。
You know our frame, we are but broken people.
你知道我们的有限，知道我们不过是破碎的人。
Thank you that in the midst of suffering, your love does not change.
感谢你在苦难中你的爱从未改变。
You still welcome us and never leave us.
你仍然欢迎我们，你从不离开我们。
Thank you that we have a Savior who has been tempted just as we are and can sympathize with us.
感谢你赐给我们一位救主，他也像我们一样被试探，他能够理解同情我们。
Thank you that we have a Savior who has suffered much greater suffering so that we have eternal deliverance.
感谢你为了让我们得到永远的救赎，我们的救主经历了更大的苦难。
Be with any of us today who are in the valley of suffering.
求你与我们还处在苦难低谷的人同在。
In the precious name of Christ who has set an example for us. Amen.
祷告奉我们的榜样耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
让我们一起用诗歌回应我们今天讲到的内容。我们唱这首《你是我力量》，让我们在苦难的时候不要惧怕，让我们在苦难的时候寻求神，让他的拯救成为我们的拯救，让他的力量成为我们的力量。主，你是我力量。请大家起立，谢谢。
我的诗歌， 我的拯救，你是我患难中随时的帮助。众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，你必围绕我到永远。主你是我力量，主你是我高台，坚固磐石，我心靠你必不动摇。主你是我力量，主你是避难所，我的盼望只在乎你。我的诗歌，我的拯救，你是我患难中随时的帮助。众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，你必围绕我到永远。主你是我力量，主你是我高台，坚固磐石，我心靠你必不动摇。主你是我力量，主你是避难所，我的盼望只在乎你。主你是我力量，主你是我高台，坚固磐石，我心靠你必不动摇。主你是我力量，主你是避难所，我的盼望只在乎你。主你是我力量，主你是我高台，坚固磐石，我心靠你必不动摇。主你是我力量，主你是避难所，我的盼望只在乎你。我的盼望只在乎你。
下面我们来为今天的奉献做祷告。